This is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julie Amacher. Soon after the New York Latvian Concert Choir was founded in 1975, it began collaborating with the Latvian Lutheran Church in Yonkers, New York, where they had regular concerts. The choir also performed in church services during the Christmas season. While searching for appropriate repertoire for these concerts, the choir discovered there was only one Latvian Christmas cantata. So for over the past 25 years, the New York Latvian Choir has commissioned over 20 Christmas cantatas, and their new recording, Christmas Joy in Latvia, is a collection of some of these works. Many of the words, images, and melodies on this disc draw from Latvian tradition. The cantatas are lovingly performed by the New York Latvian Choir, the Balsas Youth Choir, the New Chamber Orchestra of Riga, and conductor Andres Janssens. The result is a delightful, fresh addition to Christmas choral literature. Latvian composer Vilnis Salaks believes it's important that each composer look for their own unique way to touch the soul. Salaks has devoted all of his creative energy to researching Latvian folk music. Many of his compositions include his own arrangements of the melodies he's unearthed. When conductor Andres Janssens invited him to write a Christmas cantata, the composer once again turned to various Latvian Christmas melodies and folk tunes. At the end of the cantata, titled On Christmas Eve, he adds a familiar American Christmas song, Away in a Manger, and then he tosses in a bit of Franz Gruber's Silent Night for good measure. Ugis Praulinch is a composer, pianist, recording engineer, and a producer. His contribution to Christmas Joy in Latvia combines the pagan and the Christian traditions in a piece titled Latvian Solstice in the New World. Praulinch has never been a fan of quiet Christmas songs with standard texts and melodies. He prefers to disturb the solitude so people can feel real joy. We hear friends and neighbors anticipating the bliss of spring and sunshine in Mummers, where the string parts may remind you a little bit of fiddles at a hoedown. The kokla is a traditional Latvian stringed instrument, much like a zither or a dulcimer, and it's used to accompany village songs. We hear it on a lovely Christmas song by Bruno Skolta titled At Christmas Time. The solo soprano, accompanied only by the kokla, truly captures the heart of the Christmas season. The cantatas contained within Christmas Joy in Latvia are enchanting. It's exhilarating to hear these newly commissioned pieces with the New York Latvian Choir. While preserving Latvian tradition, they're also introducing fresh repertoire for the holiday season. And that's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julie Amacher.